Why is this so hard? Each week in this space, I'm going to raise some thoughts about the psychological and emotional side of our relationship with stuff, systems, and habits. I'll talk about it on the weekly video too. It's meant to give you some food for thought and reflection about your own situation, perhaps give you insight into your own relationship with stuff or the relationship that other people in your home or life might have. You're always invited to start or contribute to a post in the Facebook group about this concept and tell us what the idea is doing to or for you. This week, I want to talk about taking stock about where you are in life and what that means for your stuff and your systems. And it's not just about you, our family members are part of this consideration too. The fact is, your home is filled with things that you've acquired over many chapters in your life, many chapters in your family's life. But when those chapters pass on to the next one, we don't always stop and think about the stuff that came into our lives and whether or not they should still be a part of our lives, whether they still provide value in our lives. But this is an important part of evaluating what we have and why we have it during this challenge. Who am I today, and what do these things mean to my current and future life? In fact, sometimes the question is a little more difficult. What does holding on to these things cost me, my space, my time, my life? These chapters are sometimes obvious. Your children have grown and have grown out of toys and clothes and furnishings and interests. Or your interests have changed, including your hobbies and passions and sports and all that come with your gear and supplies. Your wardrobe needs have changes. Sizes, styles, makeup of what kind of clothes you wear. Athletic wear, formal business wear, party clothes. But sometimes the shifts are more subtle. Your kitchen was redone, and the kinds of pots and pans and storage containers you use have evolved over time. Technology upgrades in our home make other items obsolete, but still they take up space or we stop noticing them. Your children are older, and the systems you set up when they were younger have just stuck around, even though they don't need to be that way anymore. I was in a home once that still had the baby-proof latches on their kitchen cabinets. Everyone just used to using them, but their youngest child was in high school by now. Jobs or schedules have changed, and you haven't noticed that the timetable you designed for different needs doesn't work anymore and doesn't need to have some of the factors in it anymore. Sometimes it's about preparing for the chapters to come. Planning on moving or downsizing in the next few years, preparing for a big renovation, thinking about children leaving home in the next couple of years and the impact that will have on what the kitchen does for you or means to you. These are just a handful of examples of the way our lives change, but we haven't really stopped to take a look at our stuff and our systems to determine if what is in our lives really serves us now. They're often artifacts of our past, without the need created by a problem that needed to be solved, or the focus of shining a light on them and asking why they remain. This challenge is all about asking ourselves these questions and shining the spotlight on them. Why do I own this? What does it really mean to me now and for my future? If I don't use it or love it, why am I resisting letting it go? What does holding on to things from my past, things that are just my walk down memory lane items, do for me? Are these things getting in the way of how I want to live my life? How I want my home to feel? How others in my house want my home to feel? If these items are someone else's, do I know how they truly feel about them and what's behind their attachment? We'll talk about a lot of different sources of attachment and reluctance during this challenge, like, but what if I need it someday? And, but I paid good money for this, or I could get money for this, or, but this reminds me of when, and so on. Be open to asking the questions and listening, really listening for your answers. Remember, you're here because you made a choice to bring your head, heart, and body all in the same direction, to let go of things and have smoother systems in your home. If it was easy, you'd be done by now.